dementia researcher with a blog and a rating.
I've been writing blogs for Dementia Researcher since the beginning of my PhD. I remember when I was asked if I'd be interested in writing monthly blogs, and I thought, what an exciting opportunity to share some of my experiences with others interested in dementia research. It's been a wild ride from a first year PhD student to postdoc, and I have loved sharing my experiences with all of you. Sadly, good things come to an end, and this is my little goodbye blog to you all, because I've got a new job, and for the time being, hopefully not forever, it's the end of monthly blogs from me. As many of you know, I've been studying Alzheimer's disease in some capacity since the beginning of my PhD and during my first postdoc. Towards the end of my PhD, I started to become really interested in how our brain clears proteins in health and disease, and this became a focus during my first postdoc position. And my passion for dementia research and interest in brain clearance has led me to a new job in Boston, USA. I'm not leaving the field of dementia, but I'm going to be specialising my knowledge a little and focusing on brain clearance and cerebral amyloid angiopathy, or CAA. As I'm still early in my postdoc journey, I have so much to still learn, and I can't wait to keep on learning and expanding my experimental toolbox. So I thought, why not end my final blog with a few things that I've learned throughout the past 4.5 years. Okay, so failed experiments definitely teach you the most. So when I turned up on my first day to start my PhD, I'd never done any wet lab work, never. I'd not held a pipette since my A-levels, and I'd never done any of the experiments that my PhD was going to be made up of. And wow, how so much failed in my first few months. No one really prepares you for how many things won't work when you first start and how lots of experiments just fail. There is so much beauty in failure, if you know why it failed. I would probably say I should not only have a PhD in psychology, but I also deserve a PhD in problem solving. It's the failed things that actually allow you to improve your techniques, collect better data, allow you to streamline your protocols, etc. Yes, of course it's wonderful when things run super smoothly, and we all need weeks where things run perfectly. But it's those days when nothing goes right, or where you're starting something from scratch, where things you try fail that actually help you grow and develop your skills. And yes, at the time, the failing is challenging. But now, at the end of my current journey, those days where things just didn't work actually seem worth it. So you are totally capable, even when you feel like you aren't, and self-belief can go a long way. So this one links to my own very complex journey with imposter syndrome. It's safe to say I've been battling with this since the beginning of my PhD, and at times during my postdoc. I'd be lying if I said this wasn't sort of resurfacing a little as I prepare to move labs. But when I look back on all the incredible things that I've learned over the past 4.5 years, it's safe to say that I am definitely capable. And let's remind ourselves that nobody expects us to know everything, even if at times we feel like we might, like they might. I can't know everything there is to know about dementia research or the new techniques that I'm going to be learning. But what I can do is turn up with a positive attitude and a willingness to learn. And finally, be kind and support the next generation. Once you've got your PhD, and if you decide to move on to a postdoc position, you end up in this sort of weird career stage where the students think you know lots of things, but where you personally don't feel like you know enough, and you just hope that things work out. At least this is my experience of a postdoc anyway. I absolutely feel like at times I winged my first postdoc because it's the first time I was doing the position and there is no real training for it. It's basically like doing a PhD, but without the training wheels and no big important certificate at the end. However, the beauty of a postdoc is that you will be an expert at something. There will be something that you do very well, and that's probably one of the things that you were hired for. And so at times it's your job to pass on that knowledge to others. Throughout the end of my PhD and my first postdoc, I tried where I could to support the students, to give knowledge where I could and assist with experiments and techniques where possible. And at times, I definitely felt like I wanted to do more, but due to the nature of postdoc jobs, where you're likely completing many projects, it can be hard to feel like you have the time to train people properly. I've chatted with friends who also have postdocs in different fields, and we seem to have similar experiences of the plate juggling and switching between many different things. At times, it can definitely feel like you're being pulled in many directions, and this is something I'm definitely going to work on dealing with in my next role. But the beauty of becoming a postdoc is that you are seen as someone who can do the things, and it's actually super rewarding passing on that knowledge to others. So as I develop my mentoring style over the next few years, one of my goals is to continue to be kind and support the next generation of researchers, because I remember what it was like starting as a first-year PhD student. It's incredible how much you change during these really important early research training years, but to see the growth is pretty incredible. I'm super excited for my next adventure and postdoc in the USA, and I can't wait to hopefully tell you all about it at some point soon. So finally, I'd like to end with a huge thank you to all of you for reading my blogs about my journey over the past few years, and I wish you all the best of luck with your dementia research journeys.
Thank you for listening. Join the Dementia Research bloggers and share your own views.